AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A federal judge could decide as early as today to grant the request by the Justice Department to unseal the warrant that authorized the FBI to search former President Donald Trump's Florida estate. Trump is encouraging the release of the documents. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi addressed speculation about what the FBI may have been looking for.
If the nature of this of these documents is what appears to be, this is very serious.
Mississippi Republican Trent Kelly says most Americans think the FBI and the Justice Department have been politicized.
Perception is reality. And so it doesn't matter if you're doing right if people perceive that you're doing wrong. And the only way to change that perception is through transparency.
It's unclear at this point how much information would be included in the documents if made public. The House is expected to vote today on the Inflation Reduction Act. It's the Democrats' climate change and health care bill. It's already passed in the Senate. Texas Republican Michael Burgess says this is a bad bill.
Look, you'd almost need to be an atomic physicist to be able to measure on a molecular level how much this is going to reduce inflation. But it is going to increase federal spending, and we know already the increase in federal spending is what lit the fire of inflation in the first place.
The package is but a shadow of a far larger, more ambitious plan to supercharge federal environment and social programs President Biden and his party envisioned early last year. Salman Rushdie, the author whose writing led to death threats from Iran in the 1980s, was attacked as he was about to give a lecture in Western New York. An AP reporter witnessed a man storm the stage and begin punching or stabbing Rushdie as he was being introduced. The 75-year-old author was pushed or fell to the floor, and the man was restrained. Rushdie's condition was not immediately known. Stocks are higher in early trading on Wall Street. This is AP News. Anne Heche is on life support and is not expected to survive.
God, Dahmer, you are such a freak!
A statement released Thursday night on behalf of her family and friends says, more than her extraordinary talent, Anne Heche saw spreading kindness and joy as her life's work. She suffered a brain injury in a fiery car crash a week ago and has been in a coma on life support because, says the statement, it had long been her wish to donate her organs. Earlier, police said they were investigating Heche for driving under the influence. Her car smashed into a house in Los Angeles on August 5th. In a 2001 memoir, she discussed her lifelong struggles with mental health. Anne Heche is 53. I'm Rita Foley.
Hundreds of black NFL retirees denied payouts in the $1 billion concussion settlement now qualify for awards after their tests were rescored to eliminate racial bias. The new test results will add millions to the NFL's total payouts. Ed Donahue, AP News.